T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's a good tweet. Elliot puts out, Rasul Douglas has been lined up against DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Calvin Ridley, Mike Evans. In parentheses, he says, per Pro Football Focus. And then he gives their stats in the game. Evans, 2 catches, 11 yards. I'm guessing this is when lined up against Rasul Douglas.
Right.
So Mike Evans had 2 catches for 11 yards. Allen had a catch for 14 yards. DeAndre Hopkins had 3 catches for 18 yards. And Calvin Ridley, 3 catches for 25 yards. And he goes on to say, Slay has been amazing, just highlighting how well Douglas is playing. And Calvin Ridley, the wide receiver for the Falcons, responds to it and says, all zone. And was that it? Was that the only response, Jack?
Yep.
So is he saying that they play zone and it's not really on Rasul Douglas? He's just getting credit for what they're doing? I mean, like Ike said yesterday, we're not watching enough Carolina Panthers games to really know what they're doing.
Well, I know Rasul Douglas isn't playing man defense and locking anybody up. He's not fast enough.
Right.
So he's not locking
especially
up
these guys.
Yeah, he's not locking up those guys from a man-to-man standpoint. And when you put somebody's name in there like a Calvin Ridley, who is an ascending player, arguably, no disrespect to Julio. Love you, baby. Love you, Julio. But he may be their number one wide receiver.
No, if Julio doesn't get on the field.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. those guys take offense to you trying to say somebody.
Yeah, he locked me down.
Locked me down. So that's why he just comes back with the all zone.
It's pretty clear he's searching his name in Twitter, too.
All right, well, yeah, he's a diva. he's a diva.
Well, there
yeah,
you
these
go.
Guys. Well, you know what it is. These guys on Tuesday, they're bored. They're at home. Well, let's see if somebody's talking about me.
And what are people saying?
Well, and their coach just got fired.
Yeah.
So he probably not even looking for Elliott up here in Philadelphia.
No. Like you
he's
said,
looking for Hugh Douglas down there in Atlanta ripping him.
Like you said,
or somebody else down there ripping him.
Yes. Like you said, they don't go back to work till tomorrow. So he's kind of sitting around.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to be going anywhere. And search my name.
It's Tuesday. My coach just got fired.
And because Elliott gets so much feedback on Twitter, it's easy if you search it. That's going to be one of the top things that come up.
And I've still never done that. Search my name.
Me neither. I won't even look at my mentions most of the time, like 99% of the time.
Well, I search your guys' names for you.
But it was Evan Mathis. Evan Mathis was the first guy that came out and said, oh, yeah, I searched my name. I want to see what people are saying.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, like for him, he thought it was funny what people said. Like for me, it would tick me off if people were saying things. So I don't want to see it.
Well, you got to have a certain temperament if it's not going to bother you and you want to have fun with it. Evan was that type of player. But I don't know. I just never – I'll be in my replies. I'll reply to people, some people sometimes, but
sure.
I just we're on the radio. I don't need to search my name. Like my name's not going to be out there for anything that I don't know about already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care if somebody has a comment about something I said or whatever. If I know I didn't do anything controversial, I don't have any reason to search my name.
Right.
So Calvin Ridley is searching his name because he had a good day Sunday. Or the coach got fired and
he
want
to
know
see.
What's out there being talked about.
Yep.
Because he did have a good day Sunday, right? He had 8 catches.
Did.
Yeah, he had a good day Sunday.
Yeah, they put up some yards, as usual.
All junk yards.
Yeah, they're always putting up yards. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Yep. If you're thinking of getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. They're in Montgomeryville. They have a 25,000 square foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack put it up there. What great moment in Philly sports did you miss?
Hold on, I didn't even ask the important question.
Yeah.
What did Elliot reply back after he said all zone?
He did not reply.
What?
Yeah, we got to get Elliot's, you know.
Yes, he's not like the king. Now, you know the king wouldn't have let that go. The king would have been like, oh, I got one.
Well, the king would say, they're all garbage yards anyway.
Exactly,
they don't really count.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if they're zone. You're a loser.
Listen, the king is taking on Edelman, I believe. He's taking on Cole Beasley.
Owns Cole Beasley.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley hasn't been the same since
yeah,
he
got
entangled.
Yeah, but then you know what he does after that, though? He becomes friends with him. Then he's, oh, Cole Beasley and I talked to him when he was in town. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We went golfing.
He yeah,
Charles
yeah.
Barkley and Gary Player.
Yeah, he becomes friends with them after that. So a lot of people missed the Twitter responses, missed Miracle in the Meadowlands 3, DeSean Jackson, because they had left.
Yes.
I mean, I would have left for sure if I would have left to the game.
Well,
I would have left in this.
It was 31-10, right?
I would have been. Well, but when did they start? Was it the fourth quarter that they really made the comeback?
It was 31
minutes left.
Yeah, well, like 7 minutes left. Yeah, people hit that turnpike and was ready to head back. So they had to listen to that win on the way back home on the turnpike.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Almost as bad as the Heat winning and the Heat fans pinned on the glass trying to get back in. No! Let me back in!
Yeah, they were on that turnpike listening to that comeback.
Here's a good one. Steve says that the Scotty Reynolds buzzer beater in 2009 that got him in the Final Four. Didn't he go the length of the floor for a layup?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was at a bar and they lost electricity for Earth Day and they didn't see it. Mm. There you go. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's go to John Paul in South Philly. John Paul.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's
Mike,
up, John Paul?
John, Ikey, what's going on?
What's
Can
up,
I get
John?
Ike juice, real quick.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice.
Ike juice. Oh, yeah. All right, guys. So I have a super legendary story. Real quick, the backstory is I come from a big Eagles family. Season tickets were passed down since Franklin Field from my 94-year-old grandmother. I was at every NFC championship game. I was at the Tampa Bay loss. Then we go down to the Super Bowl in 2004. I was the only one. My dad sent me in. I was 15 years old. I was alone. I got to see the loss in person. I was scarred for life. So that's the backstory. Fast forward. I'm 30 years old now, so 2017, I'm, you know, about to be 28, and we just beat Atlanta, so I'm super pumped up. Now, I'm watching the Meek Mill hype videos, the Rocky Balboa, how many times you get hit and come back videos, and I decided it'd be a great time for me to start working out because I'm all pumped up. So the week before the NFC Championship, I do a P90X workout that puts myself in the hospital with a rare condition called rhabdomyolysis. So I'm stuck in the hospital at Methodist Hospital, and it's inching every day. It's getting closer to game day, and I'm telling myself, I got to get out of here. I can't miss this NFC Championship game. I've lived everything to see this moment.
What's it called again?
Rhabdomyolysis, short for rhabdo. And if you have any big workout guys, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's called rhabdomyolysis. It's when you work out too hard and your body can't clean the enzymes out from your muscles breaking down. So I'm in Methodist Hospital, and I'm telling the doctor, there's no way I'm missing the NFC Championship game. There is no way. I will pull this IV out and walk out of this hospital. So it gets to Saturday, right? And the nurses are telling me, there's no way you can get out. So it gets to the morning of game day on Sunday, and I tell the doctor, look, I'm leaving. He says, if you take this IV out of your body and walk out and go to the stadium, you will have liver failure, kidney failure, and then renal failure, and you have a possibility that you will die. So I had to make a choice. My whole family is there in the hospital, and I looked at my mom, and I said, Mom, you can have my NFC championship ticket, root them on, and I was stuck in Methodist Hospital for the NFC Championship. So they win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm looking out my little 2x4 window, watching Broad Street just ignite in such a celebration. that I could not be a part of. And, I'm somebody, I was there in person for the losses. I was there in 2004 as a 15-year-old alone for that loss. And it was my big moment to see
and
that championship. And I missed it.
Well, you made the right choice, John Paul. You made the right choice. You picked life over seeing the Eagles win.
And a follow-up to that is I got a checkup the week of the Super Bowl, and my primary doctor said, I said, look, doc, can I have a beer or two, or what's going on? And he goes, if you have like three or four beers, I think you'll be okay. Well, let me tell you, I was down on Broad Street after that Super Bowl, and I partied. I went right back to Methodist and chugged some beers there, and I was all right. But, man, my friends will never let me live it down. I put myself in the hospital for the most iconic home Eagles game that you could ever possibly see in your lifetime.
Well, you know what, John Paul, it sounds like you're doing well now. It makes for a better story than if you went to the game, right? Rhabdomyolysis?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm not a weightlifter.
Well, I just Googled it, and it's what he said. Your body like shuts down because you're working out. Jack never had that problem. I never had that problem.
I thought it was gonna happen during the Sixers pickup game I played in.
or when you were throwing to Elliott,
my whole body started going numb as I got off the court.
Yeah, when you was throwing that heat to Elliott.
Yeah, when I was owning Elliott.
He was totally cramped up. He could barely stand up straight.
Oh, that was a lot.
Coming up, Mark Cerise text line and the rest of your phone calls as well. And by the way, Tuesday night football tonight.
What the hell?
Yeah, we get a bonus night, and it's a good one, too.
I was at the last game that was on Tuesday night.
That wasn't a good one.
That was not a good one to be at or watch. But I was there, and it wasn't that many people there with me, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a sellout that night.
And we'll talk about that coming up next.
It wasn't a capacity that night.
Because it was like – you win that. I mean, we were already counting home field. It's like, get home field advantage and win this game.
Yep. Still to this day, you would have got the bye week and home field.
Instead, the season went.
That was Aaron Rodgers' Super Bowl.
That was it.
That was the year Aaron Rodgers went.
We'll talk about it next. Mark Cerise on 94 WIP. But hey, listen, week five is in the books. Week six. Actually, I guess week five is ends tonight. But anyway, week six is going to be exciting. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, well, what are you waiting for? Get in now. Check this out. DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus that's up to $1,000. That's a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help make it rain. And listen, DraftKings is safe, reliable, secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. And you got baseball going on now, right? You have college football. You have pro football. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Philly when you sign up, and you'll get up to $1,000. That's code Philly to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Second down and goal. Webb, Chase. Still alive, and Webb will thread his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Minnesota. And Webb showing a lot of what he did in college, rolling out, buying time, improvising.
You talking about bad losses?
That's an all-timer.
Man, that's one. That has to be in there.
The Joe Webb game.
Yeah,
the Joe Webb game.
It gets a name. Yeah, that's how bad it was.
The Joe Webb game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was one of those games where, I mean, it felt like the players on the field didn't give him as much of a chance as the fans did. No one gave him a chance.
Oh, nobody did. What, they got a wide receiver playing quarterback? Okay.
December 28th, 2010.
Yeah.
Joe Webb.
Yep.
So take us back to that Tuesday. So the Sunday game, was it a Sunday game that was postponed?
Yep.
Because there's a big blizzard coming in. Now, the blizzard didn't hit like it was supposed to, but it was still like legit.
Well, it's bad enough they canceled the game. Now, we know what the governor at the time, or former governor at the time, Ed Rendell, called a nation of wussies.
We've become a nation of wussies.
Yeah, that whole thing. But it did snow bad enough Sunday that they were concerned about people traveling to and from the game.
Well, it's a state of emergency.
Yeah, so they were worried about that. And then it was so cold, it's not like the snow went away, right? Like, it was still cold the next couple of days. They couldn't play Monday, right? So they had to wait till Tuesday. And it was freezing. We're still out there doing the pregame show. Nobody's there. It's a game that we think is a guaranteed win. So even people decided this isn't even a game big enough, even though we knew what was at stake.
I ain't sitting through that.
Home field advantage.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, man, I can watch this at home. This is a – oh, Joe Webb's going to start? Yeah, this is a guaranteed win.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles always lose that game.
Man, and it felt that way. Like, it was an eerie feeling of, like, this ain't going to go our way tonight.
It's never as easy as it appears to be right now, right?
And I'm going to tell you what I felt more than anything. Yeah. The Eagles didn't want to play. Mike hated cold weather.
Yeah.
And when the quarterback doesn't want to play in cold weather, everybody else is following suit.
Yeah.
So his play was bad that night.
So the Eagles score first with a Clay Harbor touchdown from Michael Vick.
Oh, Clay Harbor.
Yep. Now it gets to late in the first half, and Michael Vick or somebody fumbled. It just says defensive fumble return. Antoine Winfield goes 45 yards to tie it up. That's right before half.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's, you know, the Joe Webb show. Webb didn't have a great game, but
no.
he did enough.
Well, the story of the game I can remember was how Leslie Frazier used the old Jim Johnson game plan that we used to use against Mike. He used that night because Leslie Frazier
keep him inside the pocket.
Well, you rush him from his throw hand side. And I'm going to break down a little bit of that when I do the Eagles game plan this week on how to defense Lamar Jackson in a similar way.
Right.
Well, you get these quarterbacks who don't necessarily feel comfortable rolling the opposite way of their throwing hand and then setting up the throw. So the book on Mike was if you pressure him from his left, he's just going to take off running.
Because he doesn't want to roll right to throw it.
Exactly. He's not comfortable rolling right and having to throw the ball. So the key was you pressure him on his throwing hand, but make sure you get the defensive end on the other side to rush up the field and be waiting on him. If you think about the NFC Championship game, that's how he basically ran into a couple sacks to Derek Burgess. Burgess was standing there waiting on him. We blitzed him from his throwing hand. He tried to escape out the other way. That's what Leslie Frazier used that night in the Minnesota game.
And it worked.
And it worked on him.
This segment is brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Adrian Peterson had a big day, 22 for 118 and a touchdown. Michael Vick threw it 43 times for just 263, a touchdown and an interception.
Now, you know Mike
sacked six times.
You know Mike shouldn't be throwing the ball 43 times.
No.
Sacked six times?
Yep.
Yeah. Sacked six times.
And Andy really used to hate running the ball, didn't he?
And it had to. And
we had Shady.
And he had two fumbles and both were lost.
Yeah,
including,
see, that's what it was.
Including the touchdown. So you have three turnovers, an interception, and two lost fumbles just on the quarterback.
And six sacks.
Yeah.
He did not like playing in cold weather.
Yep, he did not.
Just like the Bucks.
Well, yeah, that didn't work out.
He's still bothered by pre-show. Don't even go into it. You know he's been jabbing me all day, left and right. Still bothered by what we were talking about in the pre-show.
Is this a Bron?
No, with the woo-hoo.
Oh, with the doughboy. Got you. Following week, so the Eagles go from 10-4, and we're talking about home field, to loss, and then they lose to the Cowboys 14-13.
Yeah, they didn't care that game. Remember,
a 6-10 Cowboy team.
Andy rested everybody.
Oh, that's right.
Because they used it as the bye week.
That's right.
Once they knew
it didn't matter. They lost to the Vikings.
Yes, once they knew they had to play wild card weekend.
All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by our friends at the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery must be 21 to play. Text line.
Text line.
Can't wait to let out my first hearty boo on Sunday. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Wow. Oh yeah, Kenny will be in it. He'll be in the game, won't he?
Yes.
He's got to find a way in there.
Yeah, he's priority.
Now let me ask you: Do you bring the mask up to boo, or do you just boo through the mask?
I gotta tell you, I'm seeing people in these stadiums with no mask on, man. That's all I can say.
Well, I mean, look at some of the college games.
That's
what
I'm saying.
There's not a mask
to
be found, and those places are packed. Was it A&M?
Yes.
This past week?
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
So much so, the opposing team coach was like, the Florida coach was like, yeah, I want $100,000 at the Swamp.
Yeah, he did. After the game, he said, oh, our AD and our administration got to get more people there. I was like, are you kidding me? What's next?
Is it possible to win the division and get a top 10 pick in the draft? Frank from South Philly.
Yeah, how would it work?
Maybe this? No, because you would still be the fourth. You're a playoff team. You're one of the bottom 12.
So they don't
would
do record.
Bottom 14.
They don't do record. They do playoffs.
Yes.
Because that would be great. Still get a good pick, and you still get Carson to the playoffs,
right? That'd be ideal.
Go 6-9-1 and still get a top 10 pick.
Oh, man. What's next?
Looking forward to hearing the live fan reaction to Jim Schwartz rolling out his Pop Warner prevent defense in the first quarter this Sunday. It's controlled by Nate. Mr. Geary, if you're nasty. Scott from Delco.
Yeah. Well, I mean, doesn't the Eagles defense, just when you're ready to bail on them, don't they come up with a good effort? Right? Like, Jim Schwartz does have good games.
It works both ways. And just when you're ready to praise them.
Yeah.
Well, last week they're on pace to beat the 91 defense.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes, exactly. Just when you're ready to praise them.
There was actually a story about them having more sacks than the 91 Eagles, one of the best defenses ever.
Who would you rather have, Reggie White, Clyde Simmons, or –
Well, we settled that last week. Yeah. We went with that team. We went with that team. What's next?
So you're telling me we pay a useless Jason Peters more money than all our linebackers combined. That sounds like a recipe for success. Not – Kirk from Roslyn.
Yeah, $4.3 million is the cap number for all the linebackers. And the long snapper makes more money than any linebacker.
Rick Lovato. I was about to say, who is our long snapper?
Lovato.
It's Rick Lovato.
Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, we got tattoos together, if you remember.
True story. They did. He was there.
He was there getting something on his his rib cage.
Was it Foles?
No, it was a Super Bowl trophy.
I think he was getting the trophy.
He was getting the trophy. What's next?
LOL. Love how it's 2 days later, he was concussed, and Slay is still furious about the PI call. What a true Philly guy. Mike in Motco.
Yeah, he was not happy.
Nope.
He was not happy.
He went into detail on that play.
Oh, he was so mad.
Yeah,
and I did. Like, literally, I'm watching the replay, like, right before I ask him, and you watch the replay. He was the one that was interfered with, and then after that, it's kind of just hand-checking. But, like, what a crap call, man. What a crap
ball. First touchdown of the game.
Yep. What's next?
Don't worry, 5'8". I recognize special teams players. Papali was my favorite, but you were right behind him. Jack from Delco.
Well, listen, that's Jack from Delco doesn't give high praise to often.
That's unbelievable, man. That's unbelievable, dog.
He was a big Andy Harmon fan, Jack from Delco.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, see, we need to get a Jack from Delco top five favorite Eagles of all time.
He hit below the belt, man, I'm telling you.
Well, you were just poking him with the Pillsbury Doughboy thing.
He hit below the belt.
Jack!
Don't ever hit you off the Christmas list. I'm just letting you know that now.
The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event going on now through November 2nd. Visit mbusa.com or your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for available inventory and limited time offers. They didn't make Giglio come in here tonight, did they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's ready to go.
What? Oh, yeah, me and him been out there arguing and
well, he's got a half hour. I think they go to pregame at 6:30 because you have a game tonight.
Oh, we're carrying the football game?
Yeah, we're carrying the football game.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Just another cake Joe Giglio shift.
I tell you, he's got it going on,
don't he? It's unbelievable.
But he's got a full show Thursday because there's no game on Thursday.
Big whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No Thursday night football.
And I wonder, I don't know.
I might record this and just watch it again Thursday.
Is Howard joining him for 20 minutes?
No, he's not. There's no way in hell. No, then again, Howard might.
No, then again, he would want to. Buffalo's 3-point favorites on the road.
I'm taking Tennessee plus the points tonight.
I'll take Buffalo. That's a Buffalo line. Could be a good game. I'm looking forward to it tonight. All right. Good job, Jack. We're back.
No, not a good job.
No?
Jack.
No. All right. We're back tomorrow. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.